Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Call someone when they're getting their car wash in a
100%.
Fucking automatic car wash. An asshole does.
When you're getting ready to do it because you can't hear. You can't hear
it's
well.
It's the worst time to call someone.
I know why.
Why?
This was invented to create comedy. He forgot and left his windows
left
open.
Left his window
intentionally.
Open. Because everyone does that.
That's how fake the storyline is.
Fake Jabri is. And the saddest part.
That's why they did it.
The saddest part of the whole thing is he's taking his dad's truck to get washed because he's a loser and he doesn't own his own fucking car.
I need to say as well, I'm sure he approached the producers about that's why it felt so fake.
The whole thing's fraudacity.
I have not felt like a storyline, even for his behavior on camera.
Like,
he's a terrible actor. This, even the sincerity that he has.
If
this is the fakest storyline we've ever come across.
And this is reality games.
No, and I'm not saying that he and Moana.
I do
he
too.
And Miona aren't together. I'm saying his own camera persona is fake.
He believes in personas. Y'all, this is season 9, the new season, episode 2, Home Sweet Hoax. This is our part 2. We're doing the podcast. Unless you're watching us on our top tier on our Patreon, then you're sitting right here in the middle.
Ooh, and I'm
intimate portrait.
And I'm petting your hair, something that I would hate if someone did it to me.
You probably wouldn't like it.
I don't like to be pet.
Not true. You like it when certain men pet your ass like a cat.
That's true.
Sometimes they scratch it and he just kicks his leg.
And then
and that's what Poodle.
And then I start kneading you like
it's
a cat.
It's true. Although you do back your ass up to guys like a
true.
Dog.
True.
Like an old. Why is it always the old big dogs go up to their neighbors they just got there? They just back their ass up and go, rub me.
Girl, you look good. I want to back that ass up. Could you back that thing up?
All right, y'all. We're going to jump into this real quick.
Part two.
Real quick. I should have got my phone out
listen
for this.
Listen to our first. Did you say just listen to part one?
Yeah, if they don't. Well, if some people fast forwarded it, we're going on.
Who does that.
Some people do.
Fuck you.
We're going on a live show. We're starting our summer
They'll
should
just
be
fast
fun
this
segment
too.
Of the Live Life.
Summer live should be fun.
We're going to be on June 16th. We're going to be.
Hold on. I'm not there.
Okay. Well, tell me when you're ready. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm almost ready. Oh, I wasn't going to do this.
Well, we need to tell them.
Fine. I'm ready.
On June 16th, we'll be in Columbus, Ohio.
June 17th. I can't read. It's too small. Detroit, Michigan.
June 19th, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
June 22nd, Phoenix, Arizona.
June 23rd, San Francisco, California.
Then we take a break in July. July 8th, Dallas, Texas.
July 9th, Austin, Texas.
July 10th, San Diego.
And July 14th, Salt Lake City with Blast Up.
Blast Up?
Blast
Up. Friday, July 15th, Denver.
The Mile High City. So anyway, y'all, tickets
are... Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Denver's a Mile High City. So,
sounds made up.
No. I think it is.
It makes sense
because it's up high. And y'all, tickets are going to go on pre-sale for the Patreon and Supercast Sissies on Wednesday, and they're going to go on a general sale on Friday.
Yes.
So there
this
you,
week,
w- this week, 1:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can figure out the
or
rest.
10 a.m. Pacific.
Exactly.
Again, don't add anything that we're saying here. If you ask us any of that question via Instagram, we're going to send you a pic of Colty's penis.
I don't care if you're quite religious and your husband's going to think you're cheating on him. It's your fault for
That's
not
what
listening
you're getting.
And not
That's
reading.
What you're getting.
You can go to realitygates.com. They should be posted. You know, sometimes we get the ticket links for the theaters a little late, like literally 5 minutes
that
before
is,
they
that
go
is
on
not our problem.
Sale.
Everyone is it, they're so sketchy.
There's some guy who's fucking blazed out named Ted who's like, oh yeah, I gotta send
I live
that
there.
To them. So we get it the last minute. So you can check the website. The probably quickest way will be our Linktree link on our Instagram website on Friday. If not, you can go to realitygaze.com. It should all be up
again.
Now.
If we did not call out your city. Do not fear. We are doing a fall tour where we will do more cities.
Much more. It's going to be us on the road for like 6 weeks.
I'm going to need like 3 days off from seeing you at all.
I think from now on.
I don't want to do it.
I kind of think we need to not be on the plane together. I kind of think we need to be on separate. Y'all, because by the end of the tour, we're just harpies. We're like an old. One person looked at us like they thought we were a gay couple that had been together like 20 years.
I'm fine with not flying with you.
Well, I know, but I just mean like I'm trying to think where can we put it? Because we love each other, but it's a lot to be with somebody. Where do we add in space to not do stuff? Like, we don't have time. It's just, I don't mind flying with you at all, actually. You've actually become quite a good flyer, I have to say.
Thank you.
I shaded for you. But I'm just thinking, when do we have time?
You're
to
afraid
separated?
Of having my travel luck, though.
I am afraid of your travel luck. But where would we have time to be apart from one another?
There's not a lot of time.
It's just the plane, and that's it. But then I'm so scared because you're a good flyer now. Who am I going to sit by?
Maybe I could just
some
beam
baby
in.
Crying?
Maybe we could just both beam in to whatever show God, we're in, and we can just do
that
it
That would
from-
be nice.
And I can do it from Mallorca.
It's true. My friend Julie said she might actually drive up to Dallas. She said, if you want, I'll drive y'all to Austin. I'm like, we might take you up on that.
We might. It'd be fun. How far is that?
Dallas to Austin's what, like a...
4 hours?
3.5, 4 hour trip.
Sounds like it.
We could fly too, but y'all, we get sick of airports.
We need to do the podcast though when we're driving. So
she could drive us and we could do the podcast in the car.
I don't, yeah.
She'd be quiet.
I still don't love those car podcasts.
Crappens did. I loved it. I thought it was fun.
I'd rather her drive because I worry about you driving.
No, say she could drive us. It's her car.
I'm aware.
We could actually hire a driver.
That's true.
We could hire a driver and say, drive us, driver.
Driver.
We're going to talk about
mind
dick.
Your speed, driver. Let's go faster. If we hire a driver, can I tell them what to do and say, can we go faster?
If it's not over the speed limit.
So what? I'll pay for their ticket. What if I want to go faster? Or if I don't like the way they're driving.
Maybe they'll get a limo and we'll have that glass that goes up and then I'll tell him to
We're not getting a limo.
I'll tell him to lock it so that way he doesn't have to hear you.
Fine.
Anyway.
That's one thing from the first show we talked about. We're doing Selling Sunset, y'all, on the $5 Patreon. It is back for season 5. It is just as bonkers. Christine, she did not bring out the chair purse yet, but she did bring out the French fry purse.
We did see a French fry
purse. It's not as da-da, unfortunately.
Also, for our Patreon sissies at the $15 tier, we'll be doing the YouTube Live this coming Sunday, yes. May 1st at 4 p.m.
Also, May, y'all, May is the month of ménage à trois.
Yes.
Which is ménage à trois with us. We're ménage à trois-ing with
collabs.
Other podcasts.
Yes, things so we've been collabs. Wanting to do for a long time. So
I was trying to come up with a fat, flashier name.
We'll ask Christina to make a pretty graphic for ooh. It, and we'll post it. It'll be fun.
And it's us just going, ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's true. Now, you never know, y'all.
I got a still from Piano Cat you could use.
There's some 90-day sissy, or 90-day, maybe we'll have some special guests, maybe we're working on stuff, maybe the Reens are going to come to one of our Texas shows.
Maybe.
Maybe. Nothing's fully announced yet. But I don't know.
Coquette. So all right. Coquettish. Let's join in.
Tell me why you keep fooling little coquette, making fun of the ones who love you. I guess you don't know that jazz song. Okay.
What's the name of it? Is that a verse?
I think it's called Little Coquette.
I don't know it.
But it could be a wrong name because it's me. But that is a jazz
song. I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah. You never know.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the one. Maybe I'm wrong.
Introduce shit, and I'm going to look.
All right, y'all. We're talking about Jabri and Miona. Again, this outfit he's wearing is so extra. Doesn't everything he feels like...
Coquette. Not coquette. Little, but coquette.
Coquette.
Originally by Fats Domino.
Okay.
There you go.
Does every ensemble. The thing, y'all, I have no problem with a quirky sense of style, but when everything you wear feels like a costume, it's not a sense of style.
Okay. So, I want to ask, what is the difference of, I kind of know my answer to this, but I want to know yours. What is the difference then of Christine Quinn on Selling Sunset versus...
Oh, I'll tell you why.
But I think that's a good,
that is,
fair question.
That is. Now, you're thinking, because that's a good question. Christine would go as far to say, I'm wearing a costume almost. And it is to make a statement. He's trying to make a statement. However, what he is wearing is, I don't buy that he thinks he's a cowboy. I think it is the local color of the area he's trying to
convince her of.
Convince all of us of.
I think my reasoning.
He did not wear that in L.A.
And why my thing, why it seems weird too, is he did not wear it in L.A. The thing that's weird too is that I'm okay with that, with Christine Quinn and other people wearing costume stuff, because it's a reality, a fake reality show.
It is a fake reality show. Thank you.
And when I watched 90 Day Fiancé,
it's supposed to be a documentary.
You feel like he feels like he's in Real House Husbands of Rapid City.
Yes.
And so it takes me out of it. And it just, and even like this is going bad, but even like when she comes and he brings in the red carpet,
everything
is just,
it's try hard. Everything is too much.
And I think if I saw him on like a reality show, even if it was like an extreme sisters or extremes or cringe tier show,
I think I would enjoy him.
I think I would enjoy him too. It's just, it takes me out of it. 90 Day Fiancé.
That's a really good point. This show is about,
it's a docuseries.
Real people meeting their fiance and going through, because we empathize with them.
We empathize
with
them. We
think, oh, we've been in love. We know how hard that is across an ocean to see someone. But this guy leaves me cold. It's because he tries so fucking hard.
And it is so funny.
I don't dislike him.
No, I think if I met him, and like I've said, I think he's charming.
Yes.
I think he's a star.
I agree.
I think
all of that.
I think probably I don't know a lot about his music, but when we heard, I think he's pretty talented. He just feels weird in 90 Day Fiancé.
There's something missing. And I think it's, this is a big thing missing. It's authenticity.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, does he dig deeper into this kind of faux-ness with Miona coming, or is it we get more real him?
I don't know. I think there is a real him. I just think it's buried underneath Naga hide, cowboy hats, and fringe.
Well, I think there is a real him because I saw an Instagram post where he was doing pull-ups with his underwear on, and his dick is huge.
Ooh.
Like, you could see the outline of it. It was just poking out like a bear looking for honey after hibernation.
Ooh. Well. Ooh. Oh, boo-boo. Ooh. Oh, boo-boo. I think I smell a honey, boo-boo.
I saw an Instagram with him, and all I can think of is he was showing his chest tattoos, and all I can think of was Mount Rushmore called, and it wants its gig back.
It wants a gig back. I do think he's hot.
Just a bunch of heads.
But I think of him.
Mount Rushmore's in South Dakota.
Wouldn't
have been a long distance call.
Wouldn't have been long at all. I feel once it's gig back, I feel like he would be on top of me, just pummeling me, and I would enjoy that. And then I would look at his chest and going, well, there's Aunt Frieda. And I'm just getting railroaded, and it would take me out of it.
It is the, like,
is that David from David and Annie?
I still think it looks like David.
I'm about to come. Hi, David.
It's too much. Everything's too much.
Yeah.
Too much. That's going to be a show that we do one time called Too Much.
Too Much.
So, again, y'all, I still think this.
Are we recording?
Okay, just making this, sure. I think this leaving the window open is, and I wouldn't say that a joke or a funny moment feels unplanned. It just was telegraphed. I feel like it was obvious what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And he acted like,
he completely left the window open.
Yeah.
For sure. For real.
And he's like, guys, you got like that? You like when I left the window open?
Because I know that every reality show is quite caressed, but still, from what, like,
quite caressed.
Yes. 90 Day Fiancé is one of the lesser caressed.
Yes.
Now, that said, they manipulate a lot of this shit. But anyway.
So, y'all, he's talking to David, the guy who's the band.
Like
he's
his brother,
in with.
Who is hot. Huge dick, too.
Yep.
Huge.
Big old Serbian dick.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The Croats, all of them.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah. Wow, yes.
The conflict was actually about them fighting over who has the biggest dick.
Well, there you go.
That's not funny. That's not funny at all.
Not funny at all.
It's fun. Actually was over religion and territory that goes back. Thousands of years.
I'm just trying to keep going.
I'm trying to clarify.
that was me injecting levity, not making fun of genocide
that happened.
Just digging.
I'm gonna get DMs.
So they're brothers. Yeah. He says they're like their brothers. This is interesting. I think that he says they're like brothers. He's my best friend.
He's put a pause on the band.
They've gotten in fist fights though before too. So
ooh,
they
I'd
really
like to see
are
those.
Like, well, I think we're gonna,
well,
gonna
see
that later. So did you ever watch the This Season on 90 Day? Yes, he put a pause on the band, and so he's going. And also, Miona and David do not get along.
And I think it's time for another
installment
of 90 Days, sorry, Reality Gaze Theater. I knew that was too high.
I started that real high.
I heard vocal failure.
I just went.
Nothing happened. Your uvula is screaming.
I still don't have my voice back from COVID.
Really?
I don't.
My voice is still scratchy.
Yeah. I think talking to my sister-in-law, she said that because I keep thinking, like, what's wrong with me? And she's like, no, that's sometimes people take like 2 or 3 months. Like,
well,
great.
And also we haven't really rested our voices, and especially you.
Because we're getting raw dog.
Non, stop talking.
Hold me, please.
So, y'all.
All right.
David is calling.
You want to play Jabri?
I'll play Jabri.
I'll play David.
David.
And, what? I have a question. What phone do you think that is now?
What?
It's like, it's a, it's, is it a reference from like 2002 phones.
I don't know.
Like, no phones.
Boop, boop, boop.
I think you're doing literally, like, push-button phones from, like, when we were in the 90s.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That's my reference. Fine. This is better. Boop! That's boring. I think this is much more theatrical. Isn't that more interesting than just,
it sounds like
wait.
It sounds like it's a game show just waiting for a whammy.
I love that.
Oh, I do
you
too.
Know,
I
hosted by Elizabeth Smart. Press your luck.
She plays the harpic commercials. Where were you when I got Elizabeth Smart confused with Elizabeth Banks?
I had to break. I had to take a break for at least a minute.
Oh, that was an episode. All right, let's
wow.
do this.
Wow.
And boop, 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 boop.
Thank you. Now it's good.
Yo, yo, dog.
Hey, bro. Hey,
yo,
bro.
Yo, diggity dog.
Hey, bro. It's
yo,
so good to see you, bro.
Breezy Reezy.
Bro.
Freezy Neezy. Bro, what's up, bro?
Branch Davidian.
Yeah, Davidian. What's up, dude? what's
terrible.
Up, my brother?
Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Hey. I just called you when I was getting a car wash.
Oh, well, sorry. I was busy working. Remember work? Remember when we used to work?
Remember that band?
Remember that band? Things are
I like put the band on pause because of Miona.
But things are, yo, bro, man, diggity dog. Things are opening back up. Everybody wants to.
I know, I hear about that. I hear like COVID. I hear there was this thing called COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And now it went away.
Anymore. It's not a thing anymore. Not a thing anymore.
We're going to do shows. The Black Stars.
Yeah, I just took some Lysol. I'm good now. So they want us to go back out and we
oh, wow.
Everybody wants
no
to
way.
Do shows.
No.
You ready to jump back in? You ready to jump back in? Oh, man. Don't tell me that. Come on.
Fiona's coming soon.
Oh.
And so I think, I don't know.
But
dog, Jabri, I'm so ready to get back on it.
But listen who's coming back, dog. Everybody's coming back, dog.
Tell me who's coming back.
First of all, Space Cash.
Oh, I love that guy.
Space Cash. He can't wait to see you.
He can shred.
Oh, yeah. Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Pound Town's there.
Yeah. Wait.
Tell me, who would you like to see? Tell me.
Wait, is DJ Donut coming?
DJ Donut. Yes, DJ Donut is coming. Yes. Yes, he's coming.
How about Gwendolyn the Hat Check Girl?
Oh, yeah, Gwendolyn. Wait, she goes by Gwen now. But she's coming. And yeah, Water Filter?
Yeah.
She's there.
Honey Drizzle?
Honey Drizzle too.
Oh,
she's
my God. That
yeah.
dude is fucking fabulous.
Yeah, all right. Brandy. Don't forget Brandy.
Don't forget Brandy.
Just Brandy.
Yeah.
Just Brandy.
It's all the crews coming back.
Yeah, all the crews coming back. Yeah.
So you know,
when's she going to be there?
But I got to deal with Miona.
When's she coming?
Like 2 days.
Yeah, good luck with that. And see.
Y'all, I just need you to know we've been doing this for too long because we both wrote down names for who was coming back. As soon as he said Space Cash,
if I
was in it.
If we don't meet Space Cash this season on 90 Day Fiancé,
this is. The thing
I'm going to be very upset.
Why things like this are so funny, this is not. They don't think this is unintentionally funny.
No.
They're doing this with complete seriousness.
This is their real life.
Space Cash.
Space Cash.
DJ Donut.
Y'all, we made up the other ones, but Space Cash is real.
And Brandy.
And
was
Brandy.
Real.
And Brandy. Just Brandy. I think Brandy needs to step it up.
I like it how you just had to say we made up the other ones.
Yeah, because who would know? After Badmiss and Slam T and now Space Cash. We could have a 90 Day Fiancé band.
It's just, y'all, every time I think about this person, I laugh because he's so ridiculous. Anyway, so.
True. David basically is like, well, you know.
He said,
hope
I
she loves you.
I just doubt everything happening. And this is one of the reasons. It's interesting that Jabri doesn't get. Maybe he's trying to just throw it off because David is his friend. But he doesn't really get angry when David basically says, yeah, he says, kind of hurts me that you don't support me. And he's like, from the very beginning with her there, I did not like the vibe.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, okay. She's like, and remember when you met Jabri says, when we met, I kind of screwed them over because I went back to Serbia and kind of put her first and didn't put the band first.
And David said she was also, when I met her, she was rude. Quote, she acts like she came from heaven to earth.
And this is what he also says. He's like, I just see her finding you, finding a black man who she could get to America with.
Who also speaks Serbian.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I was Jabri, maybe he's heard this before, and this was my longest, oldest friend saying, either I would do one of two things. I would either go hard in, like, I can't believe you're saying that to me, or go, yeah, I see your point. That is something that I've considered before. No reaction.
No reaction.
It's so interesting. That's why
I don't think he would think that, because Jabri is nice looking.
He is.
And he's very charming. He is probably used to women being caught up with him.
Right.
So he thinks probably in his head, well, but why would she be attracted to me?
Right.
Because it's not like he looks like Larry.
Larry from Filipino Cupid.
Filipino Cupid.
Who works at McDonald's.
I would.
Yo, he's got that. Again, there's a lot of women who'd be with Larry from McDonald's.
Free McDonald's. I miss them. I wish they were back on 90 Day Fiance. I would watch them.
I think 90 Day has stopped, with the exception of Emily and Kobe. I think there's a spot for one normie couple on the roster. And everybody else is got to be either cuckoo or influencer.
It's true, yeah. Because Emily and Kobe, I think, are... And actually, well, no. Kara is an influencer as well.
Yeah.
You know, she's more normal, but she's an influencer.
Maybe Eve might fit, but they have the kind of vibe of the age difference. So yeah. That's the freak vibe.
And she, of course, to us, she doesn't seem woo-woo.
Yeah.
But... somebody that's
to Carl's this, wife
or Carl's wife or somebody who lives in fucking, you know, Overland Park, Kansas right now is going, is that devil worship? what's she doing?
Owls.
Jesus Owls. Did not do acupuncture.
So, y'all, he's rolling out the red carpet in the airport.
Okay. All I could think about before this happened, I went, please, airport security, telling me can't do it. Please, airport security. Because all I can think about, remember where you were whenever fucking...
Tania and those rose
and
petals.
Those fucking rose petals and the janitor started sweeping the rose petals up. But instead, when that old man just walked across his red carpet... I was like, please fuck it up. Please fuck it up. But he really didn't.
I will say that was a lot more obtrusive than the rose petals. That was like a whole area, though.
People
not
could
to
trip
walk
over
in.
That. Yeah. If safety came by, they would say,
so,
yeah.
He's got her some cowgirl boots and a cowgirl hat.
Okay. I have opinions.
And
I have so many opinions.
He is using Christmas wrapping paper to wrap them. I have a big problem with using... Y'all, there's a whole thing they make for wrapping paper that's all seasons.
No, I'm going to tell you, when people show you who they are, believe them. Because he goes...
This tells you everything?
He goes, yes. Read the clues. He goes to pick up the packages, and his suit rips. He gets a hole, like, in the taint of his pants.
In the crotch,
right in the crotch of his pants. Because as he was wearing... I went... That's a cheap suit.
I thought it's so too.
And then
yeah.
You look.
It didn't really fit in that well.
Those
the pants especially.
Those boots were cheap
yep.
ass $20 boots.
Cheap ass cowgirl
gone from
boots.
Oklahoma. I know nice boots. I've been to Beans Western Wear and Jimmy's down the street.
I will say Western
it used
Wear
to be only Beans Western Wear, but then Jimmy divorced.
No one cares.
Gilby,
no one cares.
So then he moved and started Jimmy's, and now
no one
Beans
cares.
Western Wear closed.
But I'm saying Western wear in general is not cheap, especially if you're going to go to someplace.
I don't live far, too, from Justin, Texas, where you go get your Justin boots down. That's over by UNT.
There's Justin boots.
Justin, they make Western stuff, too. Anyway, there's tons of it all day, and it's very expensive.
Western wear was always my favorite category on Toddlers and Tiaras. Western wear.
Same. So, y'all, the boots are cheap.
The suit's cheap.
The boots are cheap. The suit. It's like Judd's song from Oklahoma.
The suit's cheap. The boots are cheap.
He can't afford
in my lonely room.
He can't afford a nice suit. He can't even get. He can't even go buy wrapping paper that's not Christmas related.
Yeah,
this all tells me this man is fucking broke as a joke. I bet you he doesn't even have $200 in his checking account.
And everything, and he's desperately dressing and wearing things that makes him look like a baller.
And I think that's where part of this authenticity, it gets overshadowed by desperation.
And what's weird is,
I just want to say, he probably looks at this show the same way we said last year when he said to his mom, I just need one hit song. He probably also told his mom, Mom, just do this show. I just need one
hit
show. And maybe it will give him that. He does seem talented. Props for him if it's given the recognition.
What's interesting is him versus someone else on the show who we talked about in the last episode, like Bilal, who does curate his image. Jabri, I feel sorry for.
Well,
because I feel like there is a person there and he feels a need to do that. Bilal is sick, y'all.
Bilal's a sick monster.
Fucked up.
Jabri, I think Jabri seems like he seems like a really sweet. Is he self-absorbed like a lot of influencers are? Yes, but he seems like a nice guy. I probably wouldn't. He would, if I sat and had a drink with him, he would make me laugh. I would have a good time. I'd probably get a little tipsy and try to suck his dick. And he'd
or
say,
touch him inappropriately like you do. You start getting touchy.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I don't get touchy with people.
Yeah.
That's what you
How many straight men have you taken home?
A lot of them.
Well,
exactly. I'm saying you get this way where you start touching people. Oh, and I can tell their boundaries are crossed.
It's healthy flirting. Healthy flirting.
Yeah. Non-consensual.
So, I'm not the one that has something in each live show called Poodle's Playpen.
And they still won't let me do it.
You're right, though.
This world's homophobic.
I do feel sorry for Jabri.
Yeah.
And I know I shouldn't because, y'all, he's... I don't feel sorry for him. That's not the right word. He's getting everything that's coming to him.
No,
Well, maybe not. I feel like we don't know her yet.
I feel like... Let me clarify. I wish he did not have to do all that. He thinks he has to do all that to either keep an image or to be iconoclastic in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he didn't. I wish we knew who the real Jabri was.
Because he doesn't have to do all the all the gymnastics for us to see him.
Yep. Or like him.
He feels like he would be enough just him.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. That's where I go with it. So, y'all, we're singing Driving to the Airport.
What?
Again, I rolled my eyes and I just kind of went. And the thing is, what I get from him, and this is not an anger feeling, is this just exhaustion. He just takes and takes from me.
I think he's always on, and which I think she likes that. She thinks he's funny.
Because she's an energy sucker,
but
y'all.
What's that going to be around him all the time?
So anyway, y'all, basically he says that if Miona can be patient and give me time, we can really make something interesting. He already knows. One of my favorite things she said, and the thing about when we did meet Miona, you guys, Miona says, you know, I've been wanting to visit the U.S. since I was a child. In the moment. And I definitely expect a little bit better of standard of living than I was in Serbia. And I want to move to, I thought we'd move to Los Angeles. He promised me we would move to Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's on him.
And she says, if that doesn't happen, I would want to leave. Period.
Because I think he told her that. Again, it goes back to, I think he's going to be one of those people like George, Jorge from MFs, he promised her all this shit.
You promised me this. You promised me that. You promised me everything under the sun.
Because I wonder what his Instagram looks like.
I've looked at it a little bit. That's where I gave him the Mount Rushmore.
You should have followed him. I'm telling you, y'all.
He's shirtless a lot.
He's shirtless a lot.
Yep. I'm not complaining.
His mama probably won't let him, but...
He'd join OnlyFans.
He would be successful.
After this season, I will be shocked if he doesn't join OnlyFans.
You know what? I'm surprised because his Instagram, there's pictures of him in outfits because he is a fashion guy, but it also, it's like his music, him doing stuff, like funny TikToks. It's not him like trying to lead a baller life.
I don't think that's what he's trying to do.
No, I don't think so. I'm just wondering that, like, if did he like try to sell a bill of goods to Miona the way that I can't remember their name, shit, Bilal has. I don't think he has. I think he just told her, yeah, we'll move to LA, but I don't know if maybe what's the band's name? Serbia Black?
Black Serbian.
Whatever. Black Serbian.
Black Serbs.
Black Serbs. Maybe they're bigger in Serbia. And like, because I'm looking at
huge
pictures.
Huge in Serbia.
No, but I'm looking at pictures and it's like a lot of people there at their show. And so maybe they're like famous in Serbia and she thinks it's like a Usman. Like Kim would be like, oh, Usman's coming to, he's coming to San Diego. He's going to,
his tons of fans here.
I hope people don't stop him in the street. I hope he's going to have the poop. He's going to have the paparazzi. He's going to have the paparazzi follow him. I wonder if she thinks that and then she realizes he's not anything here.
I think she's pretty savvy about what she
thinks
and what
she
wants.
That's true.
She
seems a lot more intelligent than Kim.
We see her.
Kimberly and Usman are still together.
Yeah, they're going to be on another season. I've heard from through the merry-go-round.
Thank you.
I think someone told me not to tell people that, but I just did. They're definitely going to be on another season.
They're too good.
Yeah. So, anyway, he's hiding behind the pillar, and I went, this is kind of cute. And, y'all, she comes down there. He, without so much makeup, she's so pretty.
She is
pretty.
And
without that ridiculously overdone makeup.
That's not so overdone. That's her natural skin tone.
Yes.
She actually looks.
That is true.
She looks pretty. She looks
younger. She looks Serbian. She looks younger.
She looks younger.
She is 23.
She's got pretty skin. I know. I'm like, I wish she didn't do all the stuff.
Yep. And he was like, and there's this segment where he's like, yeah, she slid in my DM. She liked my pic. She's like, no. She has got no chill. She's like, that's not how it happened. It's very Anfisa-like.
It's very Anfisa.
And she's like, and I complimented her friend because, like, I got game. Because I know if I compliment her, that's like blah, blah, blah. And she's like, that's stupid. No one does that.
And I have to say, though.
I laughed.
He's charming when he says it. I'm like, I would go.
I laughed at her, though.
Okay, fine. I'm into Jabri. Is that what everybody wants to know?
I think he's cute. I'm just exhausted by him.
Oh, I could get exhausted.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Fine. So, are you into it? The neck tattoo turns me on. Is that what you wanted, you intimate portraiture? You wanted to look at my face of defeat.
The David Tobo tattoo really gets me going.
I was kind of into him, and then I saw that he has a huge dick in his underwear. There we are.
Ding, ding, ding. So he does say, we've got a lot to figure out. He's like, you know, things like where we're going to move, things like our financials.
If we're even going to move.
And she goes, And then he says, everything, really. And I went, enjoy doing this with this person.
And I thought, enjoy the 90 days because that's, I think, all you're going to get. I think. But then I think, so here's a question. Do you think she actually cares for him or do you think she's here just to be in America?
I have not seen enough yet.
Because she did say it was always her dream to come to America. But when she hugged him and saw him, I think that he has been to Serbia a lot with her.
Yeah.
I think she does. I think it's a both. She likes him and she wants to be in America.
I think you can have yes and here. I wonder if things, how quickly she can fall out of love if things aren't the way they should be.
Oh no.
I'm all out of love. I can fall out of love real quick.
So
I'll tell you that.
That's all we got. We're going to take a little commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Emily and Kobe.
No.
Oh, wait, no.
Guillermo and Kara.
Guillermo and Kara first. All right. See you soon.
Sibling fights are unavoidable.
But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
Okay, y'all, we're in the DR. Dominican Republic.
The Dick Republic.
The Dick. It might as well be called that.
Ooh. It's their last dinner in the DR, Guillermo and Kara. And Guillermo's got some plans, and the first person is Chris, her big gay friend. How did I know he was gay?
Here's what.
But anyway.
Here's the deal.
Also,
y'all.
She's got a lot of gay friends.
Well, she's. Okay. She is. People have sent us stuff, and I watch. She's pretty. Like stupid talented.
I agree. She's a dancer. She's really a singer.
She's a good dancer. She's a good singer.
I would say this. You're not going to fall down over her voice, but she can definitely carry a tune. It's a pretty tone.
And she's gorgeous and she has Disney princess eyes. She could turn this into an acting career.
Totally.
100%, y'all. Kara could be. I'll mark my words. If she wanted to, in a year, she could be on a Hallmark movie.
What an aspiration.
No. Hey.
You make money.
You get one Hallmark movie a year, y'all, and that's all the work you have to do. All
really?
All my friends that get a good role in a Hallmark movie, they're set for a year.
Gone to the days of...
Because they play them over and over. Even the Christmas ones, over and over.
I guess I'm thinking, what do you go to acting school to do? I know. I guess I'm thinking... If it was me, I'd get that and then I'd start doing theater. But
I think it depends on. There's some people, everybody feels like some actors want to work in acting because they love it, but they want to love it and be heard and feel. There's some actors who love it and they love it because they like doing it and they like the social aspect. It's like why I love doing commercials. It doesn't fulfill me artistically, but it's fun for me to go on set, fun for me to do that. It's not a lot of work, and I get paid well.
But do you think anyone honestly starts out in either theater or acting school that way?
No. I think that is a change.
Right.
But yeah, I think some people make their peace with that. But who knows? We're not in a fucking Hallmark movie.
I'm not judging anyone for that. I'm just saying I understand. I have a client and a friend. She had some success. I think I could say her name. But
I don't know.
She was Autumn Reeser was on the OC as Taylor Townsend, and she became. And I got to know her, and she started studying with me. And she had some acting roles. She was in Entourage, and she's very talented. And she got to a point where they were hiring her to do Hallmark movies and things like that. She's like, it's great. I have time with my kids. I think that's perfect.
A lot of people do.
She said, and she's like, and the great thing is I can start directing films and I can also feed my artists that way. So, but I was talking to her a lot about that. She's because, you know, you go there and she's like, it's a paycheck. But she's like, I have to have something else because that's what acting was for me.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody, I'm not saying people are selling out by any means. I think you need something to keep you going so you want the next gig so it just doesn't turn into a phoning in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There's three people that care. I care about this conversation. There's three of our listeners right. that care. And the rest are going, what the
and
fuck?
And I promise I wasn't. And I promise I wasn't dropping names because I could call her right now and we'd talk. You talk. You drop names all the fucking time.
I've never said I could call them right now and we could talk.
Well.
Never said that. Wow. I will say.
Julia Roberts, she's a friend.
I wish. I wish. Anyway. She's very talented, but so she's a lot of dancer. This is the number one way to get your girlfriend or fiance to love you is to invite her gay
invite
friend to brunch.
Her gay friend to brunch. That means you understand her. Y'all
Russ from Russ and Pal, take a note.
Y'all well, not that gay friend.
He was horrible.
Not that one. Not what's his name? Fuck. What was it?
What was his name?
Raul. No.
No.
No, 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 no. What was it? Shit, people are screaming. People are absolutely screaming right now.
You never forget
Sissy Mary you. Is dying.
She is. She's dying.
Not Raul, not Yvonne, not Julio. Let I'm dying.
Russ
Colombian,
and
Colombian.
Pal.
Juan. Juan. Okay.
Oh, it's Juan.
Juan.
Okay.
I knew it would hit me.
Yeah,
just took a little longer.
Just took a little.
I get there. You never get there.
Takes me longer. Fine with that. Fine with that.
So,
are we sure it's Juan? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, and they've got, and then they invite his brother Christopher, who is hot.
Oh, he is hot.
I think the gay friend's cute too.
I think they're all cute. I'd have sex with them all.
Me too. Oof. You wouldn't be invited though.
No, I mean without you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would schedule, I'd schedule my orgy earlier.
It's fine.
So, anyway, Christopher is saying.
That's fine. They'll be able to say, oh, I can feel something when I fuck you.
No.
Just doesn't feel like air.
They're already so tired. They're exhausted.
When you fuck Poodle, it's like you get that boom, 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 Super Mario Brothers, and you fly up there and then they go. Just
ding,
air.
Da-ding, 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 da-ding. Anyway, so.
Oh, let's pull my cord out.
He said, please don't. You're already
well,
making.
Comfortable.
I have to tighten those screws in the couch every time.
Uh-huh.
We should stop flailing.
We enforce it with lug nuts.
So. He says, it worries me that the brother says, it worries me that Guillermo is still a kid and how will he get along with her friends and when her family isn't there. And he's concerned about that too. And he's also concerned about the fact that she's older and they're calling, she's like, yeah, sugar mama, I'm a sugar mama. And they talk about something called a Sankey Panky.
Sankey Panky.
Which is they say, usually a younger brown boy
Latino
with an older white woman.
And you've never been called a Sankey Panky before?
No, but that's a younger Latino man. That would not be me.
No, you're the older white woman.
Oh,
you've
no.
You've never been called Sankey Panky.
Sankey Panky is what the younger man would be called.
Oh,
so no.
He would be called. Okay.
That backfired.
No, I did. I thought it was the relationship was called that. Okay.
So anyway, and he's like, I'm not in this for papers because that's what usually they're in it for. And she's like, yeah, he's like a toddler. And he's like, I don't like this. He gets to a point where her joking, it makes him uncomfortable because for him or his level of machismo, it is not cool. I guarantee you they're going to fight about this.
They probably will. His brother was teasing about it too. And I wrote.
But it's okay for his brother.
I you know what I wrote? I went, yeah, you're get over it. I know I
well,
should have
no,
empathy,
no.
But I'm kind of like,
no.
When you're my age, y'all, when you're 40 years old, there is nothing better than people making fun of you as a young one at the
but
table.
But that's 15 years.
I know.
It's a big deal. And I kind of agree. You don't want the person who you're involved with doing that.
No, no, I don't. I think that's, I mean, I didn't think it was that bad of making fun of.
No, it's just, he
seems sensitive to it.
And
they are going to fight over
it. And this is something, that she sees that that's happening. He seems super reasonable. We haven't seen a lot. He seems super easygoing about most things.
He seems like, actually, it seems like he's somewhat more direct in his feelings. And I could see Kara being more of the, I tease you about something instead of really talking to you about something. But, and that's not going to go well with him.
But that's what I was going to say. That's one of the things maybe they can compromise about, where he's like, this bothers me.
I really like them, and I'm just worried.
Yeah.
Because so, you know Matt Sharp's going to fuck it up for us, y'all.
The only thing, and he even says, my fiance should be respecting me as a man, y'all. And again, I hate that word when people start talking
about
respect.
See, that's why, and I guess I see your point. I guess that's why I would kind of roll my, because it just felt so machismo. And because
does.
And I was like, get the fuck over it.
It does. But at the same time, he's already got this idea in his head. He's younger than she is,
mm-hmm.
and that's already flipped. There's already flipping of a lot of norms, I'm saying, in his part. So maybe not rush him to flip so many of them.
No, I get it.
And he even says, when she's there, when we're in America, I'm not going to be able to work for a while. She's going to have to support me.
Mm-hmm.
So already he's becoming okay with so many things.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think he's trying to hang on to whatever kind of masculinity or machismo he can. Again, we don't think that's, a lot of us say that's not a big deal, but we don't come from Venezuela.
No, I get it.
I understand it. I think it's just going to be, they should just talk about it.
Won't happen.
Yeah.
Won't happen.
So the next morning, y'all, they're getting their papers ready.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a bit of, it's a little different, but I feel like what we're seeing with Evelyn and, what's her boyfriend's name again?
David. Or David.
I think that's what we're finding too, is that she wants to make decisions and he's like, no, because,
well,
also they're both terrible.
They're both assholes.
They're both assholes.
That's the difference.
They are. But I do think a lot of
they are both assholes.
But I do think a lot of his machismo shit comes in on it too.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. So the next day,
y'all, that's on our Patreon.
The next day they're talking about, Guillermo says, before I was when I was traveling to Dominican Republic from Venezuela, I was running to get away from life. And now I'm following the love of my life. I love little moments like that.
Sweet.
I really hope this works, y'all, for a while.
I think they'll get married and have, now they're young. They could get divorced 10 years from now after they have kids.
So I'm just hoping he doesn't become an asshole when he's in America and she goes out with some of her friends and doesn't pull an Andre and goes, there is no girls' night without me.
I could see him being, because the thing too, it's not even his culture too, it's that he's really young. He looks really young.
Very young.
He does not want to be treated young.
So I basically feel like he's gonna, by the end of this though, y'all, they go in there, the brothers and the girlfriend, they say bye. It's sweet. We're on the way. They're worried about getting caught by immigration. And then they're like, whoops, two guys put us in the room and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, then when you say, oh, you're Venezuelan, it's fine.
It's
America. Go have fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We get it.
Let me give you a flag. Bye.
And there they go.
And there we're off.
And we're off.
And we're off. Daddy's off.
Dude, wait. I don't remember this. Back in the day.
I just quoted New Brain by William Finn. There may be one person who squealed. We get letters from Thane while he tries to explain why he's off. What was lost was not found. And the band starts to play as the horses go round and around and around and around. And they're off. It's a great song. Sorry, you have shit taste in musical theater, so you don't know that song.
I don't know it. So I wonder if and maybe it's just because we're not used to seeing 90 Day Fiance a lot because there's so many other spinoffs. Wasn't there several seasons where 90 Day Fiance stopped doing the 90 days until wedding?
They don't do it all the time anymore.
But they did it.
It was pretty consistent.
Yeah.
In the first couple.
Yeah. So they're doing it now. So I wonder if they're going to do that throughout. That's old
school.
I don't
know. Maybe they only do it now in the 90 Day Fiance OG.
I guess, and maybe we just don't see it that much.
And I think, remember, it's been almost 2 years since we've had an OG.
That's true.
The last time was Brandon and Julia.
I do forget
Joby
that,
and
like, everybody says, oh, I like Before the 90 Days. I like the other. And I do like The Other Way a lot. You forget, though, the stakes are higher in 90 Day Fiancé.
Definitely.
It definitely is. Liking this season so
we've
far.
We've just been going through a period of where Before the 90 had the biggest train wrecks.
Yeah.
And the most sensationalized things. And then there was a period of like season 6 and 7 where they had a lot of couples with not a lot of drama.
Yeah.
And like, but you know, we had Marcel and Anna. Remember?
Yeah. Oh.
And season 7 was pretty crazy.
Oh.
They're
trying to have a baby now, I think, right?
I think she's pregnant. Their surrogate was in Ukraine. And the surrogate is safe. Yeah.
Oh, good. I didn't know that.
Let's talk about Emily and Kobe.
Okay. Y'all, she's with her sister Madeline.
Bangs.
Bangs, yes. And they're looking at underwear. They're seeing what's tight and right.
Because, y'all, she has a little bit of lisp. So she wants to spend time.
It's side speak voice. She talks like Drew Barrymore.
She does talk like Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to spend one more night before he meets COVID.
Before he meets COVID.
You have to keep saying COVID.
COVID.
Everything is, it always sounds like COVID and it's never going to stop.
It does. So that's the thing is that, so she was going to bring her son, obviously, to the airport, but she doesn't want to bring Coben because of COVID.
I'm not, what'd you say?
She doesn't want to bring Coben because of COVID.
Didn't hear a difference.
She's worried if, because of COVID, she doesn't want to bring Coben.
Coben. Got it. Just to clarify. It's confusing when you're saying the same word to me. Especially because the B and the V are so close.
It's never going to get old, y'all. Never going to get old.
And she drops the syllables so much.
She does. She does.
I never thought this would become a punchline, but the bitch, like, she named her baby COVID every time.
I know. She probably is upset.
Never stops being funny.
This kid was born right when it started. She's like, fuck. So,
COVID.
So that's why she's not bringing the kid, though. That's why she's not bringing the baby.
That's why she's not bringing the child to the airport.
Child to the airport because of COVID.
However, she's decided to surprise him with an evening by themselves to reignite their chemistry, as she says.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to have something to say about this later. You may not care about it.
I see two sides of this coin. I'm excited to talk about it.
Kobe doesn't like my sexting, so I can't wait to get him on my own.
Yeah, because he's not into that. And Madeline's still over there just going, we're so opposite. but we get along. And so
she's the blood of law school.
She loads up. She's driving off to Kansas City. Her parents are watching the baby. And y'all, this is why maybe it's why I like Kara and why I like Emily, because they would hang out with gay guys like me. Because Emily goes and meets her friend, Sean.
Sean! And I was like, we got another gay
friend!
And
I was like, I am here for all the gay friends. Thank you.
I'm here for
Sean
them.
Was her squirrel friend who used to go out with her. Y'all, that was her gay friend she went looking for dick with.
Y'all, that photo that showed him wearing tight jeans, he had a big old booty. I remember those jeans.
Oh.
I had some diesel jeans like that.
Those
were pulling jeans.
Oh,
holy shit.
Diesel jeans. I think that's
why. And they were so uncomfortable.
I'm really going to get bothered by some things Emily does, but I think that's why I think she reminds me of a nostalgia because I'm like,
Yeah. Oh,
she's like the way I was when I was 24. And then remember she's almost 30.
She's 30.
She's
basically
29 years old with a child. She grown. She should
That's
know
the
better.
Thing. That's where my patience has hit a wall for that kind of talk.
That's kind of what I was saying last week when people were like, well, I like that her parents aren't saying that she needs to get married. And I'm like, she's 30 years old and pregnant and had a baby with this guy. Like, she's grown. She has to sit in her shit now. She's an adult. She has to own that. Whatever that is, it's not for her parents to fix that. But
oh, I don't think her parents were trying to fix it. I think the parents were giving her an out to say she does not have to marry
this
guy.
I know, but still, I'm like, you've got to figure this out because you created this mess. And so, but she's with Sean, and they're having this conversation, and they would have a competition of who would get the most phone numbers.
Who would get the most numbers?
Good for them. Good for them.
I would be interested to see if they were at a gay club, because I can imagine she'd be getting a lot of numbers there.
I mean,
maybe there were more mixed clubs. I don't know.
Someone should make a cult club called, it's like for, like the women and gay men get in free and the straight men have to pay. And I'm telling you now, as long as it was like you had to come, a gay guy had to come with their girlfriend.
Right.
That straight men would clean
up.
Well,
here's the thing.
That's very detailed.
I think a flaw in your plan is that a lot of straight men do not want to go to clubs where there are preponderance of gay men for sometimes being afraid.
Are you saying we're sharks?
Yes. But I'm saying just for plain, I would say just so there won't be a sausage party.
It would be a sausage, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a flaw in your plan.
That's why I'm not a club promoter.
Yep. You're not a club promoter for a lot of reasons.
That's why I'm not like Zay.
So let's never speak that name again. Ooh, that's the ultimatum.
God. Hey.
So I feel like I'm a different man. So, y'all, he's basically, Sean says, you know, he seems great, but everyone seems
great. Is it Sean? I wrote Chris.
Sean. Chris is the other one.
Okay. She's like, I confused the gays. Like, how homophobic of me.
Sean's like, you know, he seems great, but like everyone's great after you meet him a month. That's a good line. And
that's true.
And Emily claps back with two.
2 months. And he went, okay. And she's like, well, so here's my plan. Because of COVID, I want to have a date night at a hotel, just our first night together. Well, then it's kind of our last night because then we have to go home to my parents.
And y'all, Sean's looking like this. Y'all, when your gay friend looks at you like this.
And she's like, we just need to see how the chemistry is. And she's like, you know, I'm worried because I used to get down. And what if I'm riding on him and my boobs just leak all over him?
And he's going, he's like, but if he's into it. And she's like, oh.
And she's like, no, no, he's got to go. And so.
Now, this is interesting. He's watching her spiral about this because she's worried about her body.
Uh-huh.
She's worried about the chemistry between the two of them because they haven't seen each other in 2 years. Question.
Mm-hmm.
If she did not have his baby, do you think she'd be working just as hard to get him over here? Because that's what Sean kind of intimates. Are you sure you guys are meant to be together?
I don't think she would.
Yeah. And I'm saying that there are two different things here.
Maybe she would.
Let me just clarify. He comes over here. The thing is, this exclusively hits why she wants him to spend the night with her. Because she realizes most of the things they've talked about probably have to do with the kid. And I'm sure that's a huge reason he's coming over here. She's thinking that I need to convince him that we still could be together.
Or she's either thinking that, or she could be thinking, on the flip side of it, they do really have a connection. And she wants to just have a night of connection with him before it just becomes all about the kid and like back to boring life.
Right.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, but it could be that reason where she, because somebody could argue if it was just coming over for the kid, she would just say, let's go see the kid right now and go home so we don't have to do all this.
But it's the first time he's seen his child and he has to wait for a day?
No, I'm saying that you might convince that she really does love him and that she wants to spend time with just them.
I guess I'm thinking, what's the difference between going back home?
Because she's thinking about
I meet the child, then we go out to a hotel with the kids.
I think that's a way better scenario. It's just they live in Salina, Kansas, and probably the only hotel there is a Red Roof Inn. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think the problem I have is it feels selfish to me. And it feels like it feels like it's all coming from her insecurity. So of her mom bod, let me finish.
That's what it is. It's
her
insecurity.
Her mom bod idea is superseding the way she feels about herself and her own attractiveness is superseding the idea of the father of her child needing to see his child.
Yes.
And that's all he's talked about. And it doesn't stop. And the camera, let's actually get into this because we're going to talk about it more. So she's picking him up at the airport.
Well, actually, because I have a little bit of a different opinion on that. And okay. Maybe not really an opinion, but just
we're not
kind of,
there. Can you hold it until we talk about it?
No, but it's seeing both sides of why she would want to do that. Okay. We can talk about it later, but I do want to talk about that because I disagree with you a bit.
Okay. So the next thing they basically say, they keep saying, hopefully we get married because like he is my son's father. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, and he's like, this is real life stuff. And then the guy says, do you think if you didn't get along, could you ever throw him out?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, never thought about that before.
Well, when she's 29 years old and already has a almost 2-year-old child and says, this is real life stuff. I'm going, oh, honey, you're like 19 years old inside.
Yeah. So the next morning, y'all, she's pumping.
She's been doing real life stuff for a long time. Come on.
She's pumping out milk, trying to get that. They're trying to remind us that her body has been changed from pregnancy.
Well, as we see, her breastfeeding comes up as a topic.
Yeah.
As we see in this, when they did this season on.
She keeps saying, this is really interesting. She's like, I'm very nervous about how I'm going to look, but he loves me no matter what, right? And all I can think of is, I don't see, maybe it's because we haven't seen anything with them together. We've seen a quick 2 months, maybe 6-week relationship.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, nothing, except for phone calls.
Yeah.
So my question would be, is this something she's made up in her head about whether they actually have? And that's a dog.
Oh, that's a dog. I thought it was a child.
No, it's not a child.
Okay.
Made it.
Wait, finish that. Made up in her head that they're in a relationship, or made up in her head that she's
he wants to marry her and that they're going to live happily ever after.
No. Remember, they, at least the way she shared the story, I think people, and I even see this online, people act as if they got pregnant and then got engaged. That's not what happened. They met. They fell madly in love.
Right.
They got engaged first. I'm just saying, but it's a difference because there was like love and them wanting to be together and marry before they had a kid.
I do forget about that.
Everybody, so like, this isn't like, we got knocked up, we got to get married. That's why I think a part of her probably would want to bring him over already.
Yeah.
They were in love.
But that's interesting, though, that you bring that up because the storytelling we're getting from the show
100%
is not that.
And everything that I see online, people are like, and I'm like, no, y'all, they told us they were together before because I remember being surprised by it because she wasn't over there very long before they already just got engaged.
Yeah. And why do you think she has not told him that they're staying at the hotel?
That's the part where I could give her a pass if she told him that. Because I understand. I agree with you. I think it's all coming from a place of insecurity and fear.
Yeah.
And so I feel for her because she is like, she's going, she just, I mean, bless her heart. It kind of broke my heart how many times she brought up her body image.
Mm-hmm.
On this, and this is just what we saw on tape.
Right.
I can't imagine how many times she has this self-loop in her head of, I'm fat, I'm not pretty.
I totally
I'm not
get
pretty.
That.
And so, but I also thought, you know, I actually think when you're in a relationship, and a lot of people disagree with this, but from a therapeutic perspective, and a lot of family therapists think this so too, that the couple should prioritize their relationship above the children.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of me is like, good for you for wanting to do, if it wasn't fear-based, but it is, I think that that would be great to do something just a night of you two. But if you talk to him about it, because it does seem cruel that someone's waited 2 years to see their child, and then you've made this decision, you're just going to make him make one more day. And honestly, if you probably said to him, honey, I'm exhausted. I just need to get, I've been wearing a t-shirt for 2 years. Can we have one night together? I bet he probably would say, okay.
What threw me is she says in her, in a moment, we have to figure out if our chemistry is still there. I don't know if this was fed to her or what.
No, I think.
But she says.
I think that's all fear.
And this tells me I need this one night to make sure this chemistry is there. And I wrote this down. One night before, one night so you can bone me and remember that you love me and fall in love with me. And then you can see our son.
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like to me.
Well, because I think, you know, a lot of my girlfriends have talked about, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but I've had a lot of girlfriends that have had babies. And some of them are fine with this, but some of them, I'm not saying this is right or wrong. You do what's comfortable for you. But I've had girlfriends, several, it shocked me, that won't breastfeed their children in front of their husband.
Okay.
They won't try to do anything with their body related to the baby in front of their husband because they want their body to be seen as a desirable object and not a
right.
not a meal or whatever for the baby. I personally think that's totally not right, and like a husband should be worth their, so y'all don't come at me. I'm not saying I believe that. But I'm just saying that
that's a tenuous track to take.
But there are.
I mean, I understand, but
I know three women personally in my life.
2 years, though.
But I'm just saying, I know three women in my life. One of them who lives in LA, the other two are back in Oklahoma and Texas. But I know three women in my life
okay.
that are our age that would not do that kind of stuff in front of them. And it shocked me.
But, okay.
So would, she's from that area. So I imagine that she probably, a lot of her. She is scared to death of her boobs leaking on him. She's scared to death
right.
of being not this young, desirable, quote unquote, what she said, fit thing in front of him. She's terrified. Terrified.
I'm still trying to parse after 2 years keeping, not letting him see his child.
I'm not saying just because I can understand her reasoning why.
Right.
It doesn't give it
no,
credit.
I understand the reasoning why, too.
No, she should have. The thing, it's all about the communication of it. The fact that you're just going to surprise this on him,
yep.
that's not going to go well. Because if she thought about it from the other foot.
I know. That's the thing.
That she, how would she feel if he kept her from seeing her baby when she hadn't seen her baby in 2 years?
That's,
she would be blithered.
That's what she lacks.
She doesn't have, I don't think she's going to have a lot of empathy for him.
Yeah. And
I just want to say this. I think she's probably going to pull the whole, I've been raising a baby and taking care of all of this, and I've been stuck with this, and now you have to, I hope she doesn't, but I could see her pulling that you have to make up for the like lost time when, y'all, there was a pandemic. It wasn't his fault that he couldn't come over.
Right.
And a lot of sissies that came us and said that the type of visa that they applied for is considered a big red flag for frauds.
Mm-hmm.
So they should
like,
have
I want to see my baby visa, being born.
But seeing your baby, because people necessarily could not be in a relationship with somebody at all, but just come over and see their baby and then use that to stay in the country.
I think the biggest issue I have is all of this talk about they haven't seen each other. They had a very short window that, yeah, they wanted to get married, but 2 years have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a different body now that she keeps repeating, of course. The parents are saying things like, you know, you don't have to be married. And this, to me, she is conflating marriage and becoming a family. And I don't know, and I don't think those are related. Her, because what she could do, I'm not saying that, even all the friends are saying this too. Like the friend's like, what's going to happen if you don't get along? Because she hasn't even thought about that possibility.
Mm-mm.
And so what I would say is if there's no chemistry anymore, if you're thinking we're more like people who made a baby, what happens? Because honestly, I've seen them talk a little bit. I see Kobe saying, oh, you're perfect, blah, blah, blah. But I don't see extreme chemistry.
Well, let's talk about that. He arrives and she hugs. It's very brief. But he arrives, they hug. She's emotional. She's crying. They see each other. I don't know. It's hard to tell because Kobe, I kind of thought I did see a bit of chemistry, but I didn't know if it was chemistry or just elation because, as he says, he's so excited to see his son.
Right. That's what I got.
But maybe it was a sweet moment when she looked at him and she was crying. She was like, he looks so much like you. And just for
I thought
to
that was sweet.
That.
Let me ask you a question, though. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we see relationships with these shows, we hear like, oh, he's just like we hear from both people. We heard her talk about what an amazing, how hot he is. We did not hear him talking about that with her in interviews.
But we have, I was thinking this, maybe they couldn't go, but we didn't see him in Cameroon or anything at all. So we haven't seen, but didn't we see, well, I guess Guillermo, they had to go over there because they were going to film when she went over there. So we really haven't seen.
But even in the moments,
we've only seen his in the moments this episode, right? We didn't see it before, right?
Oh, we only seen them talk back and forth. But even in their talking back and forth, it was talking about the baby, never about them.
Yeah.
So that's why I question chemistry.
It's why people who have kids young in relationships have such a hard time because they're not able to focus on the relationship because they have to focus on the kids.
So question for you.
You have to.
Question for you. What happens?
We just say that she gained weight, but he doesn't care. It's not how she looks.
Right. Which she kind of goes.
And her face, she was just like,
So question. What if a couple episodes go by and she says, yeah, I don't know if there's chemistry anymore, but I still want to marry him to keep our family together.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good with that?
It's not for me to be good with. It's
but
her
I'm
choice.
Saying, but I'm saying, we're still going to have opinions on stuff like that.
But that is like, I mean, yeah, I am. If she chooses to do that, yeah, I am. Because I look at her opinion and I think, okay, am I going to get married and be married to this person just for 2 years so that way they can be here and be in their kid's life for the rest of her life?
I'm not saying that's that. I'm saying she would get, because she's into him. I'm saying if he's not into her.
I know, but if he's not into her, she's going to be hurt and he'll want to go back. But if he wants to stay in the U.S., then he probably won't say that to her because he's probably going to get married to her.
But I mean, she'll know that.
Yeah, probably.
But I think in that situation.
But if I knew that, I would probably get married and have somebody. So my kid, if they were acting like a good father to my kid, I probably would get married to them, be married to them for 2 years, so my kid could have their father in their life.
What would stop you from being married after 2 years?
I could get a divorce. Yeah,
But I'm saying if you were still into them.
Well, I mean, if I was still into them, then I would want to be married to them. But if that would be work on a relationship, I mean, there's a lot of hypotheticals in this.
You're connected to the idea of doing that so that a child will know his father more than I am. So because I want her to be with someone who values her and to be the happiest person.
I come from a different.
I know it's a different perspective.
That goes out the window when you decide to have unprotected sex and bring a child into the world at a young age.
Okay,
and so I just feel like, especially when they're from another country, I'm just like, that's where I was saying last time. You're 30 years old. You both got into some shit. It's time for you to tough love. Time for you to sort it out and deal with it.
That's why I feel that way. Because I think she seems so young regardless. And she is 29.
But she's 30.
What if, other question. What if she went to Cameroon every 6 months?
Okay. If they can afford it. I mean, that would be, if they work out something like that. But sure. But I don't see that happen because you can't take a kid out of school for 6 months.
That's true.
So that we see that with Daniel and Tiffany and all that kind of stuff.
I just, you know what? I think I'd be okay if I saw more of a connection.
We just met them. So we'll see how, again, it goes back to if he's someone like Ronald from Ronald and Tiffany. No, The best thing is not for her to. Tiffany does not need to be with Ronald, even though y'all they're back together.
How about this? That's a good question. Would you have wanted Tiffany, without knowing Ronald that well, would you have wanted Tiffany to marry Ronald and come over here to be with his daughter?
If Ronald seemed like a decent guy who wanted to be a good father and had his shit together, then I would, yes.
So, what if we see Kobe flip and he's not a good guy?
That's totally different then.
Okay.
Then
I'm figuring out your perspective. I did not understand it before.
Because that would not be a good father figure in the kid's life.
I see. Okay. I'm understanding it because
it's all about the kid to me. It's not about her. It's all about what's best for the kid. If someone is, I would say the same thing. If that Kobe came over here and found out that she was toxic and this family was horribly abusive or whatever, Kobe should take that kid back.
To me, her as a parent, it's also about her. Is her own happiness.
And see, I feel like it's always been about her. And so, it's always been about her. We see it's still about her. And so,
it's interesting you like her so much more than I do.
I do like her. But, I just see it different. But, it's... Y'all,
I think this is love. I think I guarantee you this conversation is happening around the country.
That's what's interesting about this storyline, because it is, we
see this storyline in dramatically different ways.
Yeah, and so I hope he seems like we know very little about him. That
and
either worries
it makes me nervous.
That worries me with 90 Day Fiance, or that means he's boring and just normal. It could be one of two things. I don't know.
Yeah. We've seen
I wish
very
she would have
little.
Told them. She's just, bless her heart, it's very much just, it's fear, 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 fear. But honestly, how could she not be in fear because of this? It's such a unknown situation she's in. But you look at her compared to like Eve and what Eve's done in her life, but also Eve is way
48
older.
Years old.
Yeah, and had a kid when she was 30, but Emily's just seems, she just seems like she's 20.
Yeah, and I think the parents are treating her as such.
Yeah, I think a lot of, I think she gets babied a lot.
I just, I'm afraid that we're going to be forced to watch these two marry.
They're probably the most interesting couple to me, because this, to me, this is real life shit that I think that I see all the time and with friends and communities and their kids. And how do you work through this?
My message is wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Take that pill. Do whatever you need to do to take care of yourself.
Especially at like 27. Wrap it up.
That's where I go back. She
Come
knew
on.
Better. She was grown. What can we say? If we could get pregnant, that we'd have to interrupt this show 10 times right now because Poodle would have 10 kids interrupting us.
Braylon, I swear to God.
Jay Bird Jr., if you don't hush your mouth and stop playing that piano. Jay Bird Jr.
Hermione. y'all, I can imagine me having kids with the most basic names possible.
Heathcliff, stop that.
Ooh, yes. Catherine, don't be running. Catherine? Why are you always running from Heathcliff?
Y'all, that's the show.
That's a Wuthering Heights reference.
That's the show, everybody.
Why is she always bossing you around?
Oh, no, I got him. You can go to our website for all of your information. Again, live show stuff is coming up soon. You can buy those tickets on Friday, Wednesday. If you're in the Patreon, we'll send you a link by 8 p.m. on Patreon. That will go on sale on Wednesday morning, but we'll send you a link at 8 p.m. Pacific time the night before.
Yes.
Don't ask us, y'all. Just press.
You're gonna get a culty dick pic.
Just do that rewind button of 30 seconds, and you can listen to it again. That's it.
After the last launch, when we said it 1,000 times and y'all kept asking us.
Now watch the theater's not going to have their shit together and it's going to be so confusing.
Not our fault.
So anyway, all right, everybody. Call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you can't wait to get the band back together with Space Cash, Gwendolyn the Hatchet Girl, DJ Donut,
Vinegar Water.
Honey Drizzle.
Yes. Yes.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Mm-hmm. Paint drying.
And Brandy.
And Brandy.
call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.